In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions of our blessed brother, David Senna, who died yesterday. For our sister, Joe Griego, who died 2 weeks ago. And as well for our brother, Joe Lovato, who died a few weeks ago. Were you paying attention during the opening prayer? That opening prayer, the last thing that I said before I went to be seated, before our sister came up and gave us the readings. Do you remember that prayer? What was that prayer about? Do you recall? What did it mention? Does the memory not go back that far? No. Sometimes we don't pay attention to those. They're important. They're important. They set up the feast day. And I didn't tell you what Mass we were celebrating today. Would have come as a surprise if you were paying attention to it or caught it, at least when you were hearing it. Maybe I didn't speak it properly. But what does it talk about? It was prayers that were offered to God for whom? For me. I was praying for myself there. I don't know if you noticed that. The reason why I was praying for myself is because, as we talked about yesterday at Mass, you know, yesterday was my anniversary of priesthood. My anniversary of ordination was yesterday, 6 years. And so because we couldn't celebrate that Mass, there's a special Mass that a priest is able to offer on the anniversary of his own ordination. And so since I couldn't do it yesterday, because it was a Sunday, the Feast of the Holy Trinity, so it's a day doing it, And it's a prayer, and you'll listen to the prayers, and I'm priming your minds to be able to grasp it now. Maybe you didn't get it before, but to hear how that's asking God to make me what I'm actually supposed to be as a priest. Asking God, look, I need your graces to do what it is that you've called me to do. Make me have your heart. You've called me to be a priest. Let me be a priest that lives the way that you live in the world. It's a moment where it's calling the Lord. You said that you would make many that you would call to your service here within the world. Well, here you've called one, and you've given him the ability to complete one more year in your service. Well, Lord God, he hasn't arrived yet. He hasn't become you. There wasn't some sort of magic incantation you sent over him, and all of a sudden he's a saint and perfect and godlike, just like you are. But Lord, make him what you've called him to be. And so that's the movement that each of us priests are supposed to be seeking. Right now, there are a lot of priests who are celebrating throughout the Holy Archdiocese. Each and every day this week is basically an anniversary of one of your priests who serve here. This is the time when normally men are ordained to the priesthood. Today is the feast day of the priest who used to be in Portalis when I was first there in 2012, when I first came to this part of the diocese. Father James McGowan, today is his anniversary of priesthood. Maybe you remember him, a good priest. This upcoming Saturday, the 13th, also happens to be the feast of San Antonio de Padua, is the anniversary of priesthood of our former pastor, Father Sotero Senna. Make sure that you pray for him, especially on that day. He's a good priest. He served us long. Pray for him. The movement in these moments where we're entering into the ordination and these prayers which are prayed for the priest himself on the anniversary of his ordination is just a begging of God, Lord, complete your work in this priest. But did you know that you pray that prayer every single time you come to Mass? Not just once, but many times. That you ask the priest, please be a good priest. Please be what you've called, God has called you to be. Does anybody remember when you ask the priest to be the priest? When at Mass? Right there. Say it a little bit louder, Paul. So when I say peace be with you, I'm saying don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to approach the mystery. God is going to come here, and he's not here to smite you or to take you out or to hurt you. And your response is what? And with your spirit. And when you're saying that, you're saying, Father, just be Father to us. Father, be the priest. Father, the priest gives us Jesus. Father, the priest offers the sacrifice. We don't really need you. As you, we need you as Jesus. So be Jesus. be Jesus. So many times during the Mass you say, Father, be Jesus. And that's you making a prayer on behalf of me so that I can be more and more like who I'm supposed to be. So thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for calling me to be what I'm supposed to be. Thank you for not giving up on me. One day, maybe I'll be able to live it out. But as the Lord is always a faithful Father, we talked about that on Sunday. So too, that means he's also a faithful father to his priests as well. And through his priests, he's supposed to be a faithful father to each of us. Made it 6 years now. Maybe the Lord will grant me another 6. Maybe then I'll be perfect. And if not, I hope you'll still be patient with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.